Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is February 9th. Had to look real quick. I was like, am I second guessing myself? Today's February 9th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by subscribing to MotiVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotiVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Just wanted to let everybody know, just as an announcement before we get started here, that a couple things. First off, for WQA, remember the DC fly-in, the legislative DC fly-in is coming up next month. If you have not ever been to that, I would strongly encourage you to consider heading over, going to it. It's a really a great way to get involved in the industry and to kind of we go into the Capitol building and sit and talk to the legislators and about our industry. And I mean, it's really an amazing couple days. So I'd encourage you to take a look at that. Registration's only $250. So to be able to go, and that includes dinner and meeting, and it's just a great time. So I also wanted to say that MotiVitality has announced two additional installer training courses. The first is our premium course, of course. We have three courses available now. The first is our premium installer course, which includes WQA certification and travel expenses. We are now including travel expenses with our premium course. So that one is there. So that will include your registration. What's that?
Up to $1,000.
Right. And then the second course is our standard installer course, which is a little shorter. That's going to be 3 days on site, one full day of virtual training, and 3 days on site. And then we have launched an installer insight for sales professionals, where sales professionals can come, and the focus will be on learning tubing sizes and type, you know, pipe size and type pipe, pipe type. And also how to say pipe type, and how to recognize connection, how to recognize where equipment will drain, how to speak or talk to a homeowner in regards to prepping them for giving information to the installer. For more information, please also visit MotiVitality.com. Take a look at those. Reach out to us if you have any questions. They are selling out really fast. Space is very limited, so please, if you're interested, hop on there, join up. So those are the announcements. With that, I want to start the call off the way I do just about every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? Or anything we can help you with? Anybody have anything?
We have a quiet group today.
We do. It's rainy. It's sleepy. So,
good morning, Kelly.
Go ahead.
Good morning,
Jen. Good morning,
Paul.
Hey, Paul. What do you got? You had something, or you're just saying good morning?
No, I just, since there was a little bit of dead air, I thought I'd just say hello.
Okay, so with that, then let's jump right into our topic. And so, Jen, I'm going to hand it to you to sort of go through and get us started on that.
All right. So we kind of came up with this topic. I am in the market for a furnace. And, you know, getting a new furnace is probably usually having somebody come into the home doing the in-home sales, just like we do for water treatment. And I try really, really hard not to critique too much, because I know the industries are different. Even if it was somebody coming into the water treatment, to sell me water treatment, I try not to critique too hard if it's not somebody I'm training, because I know that companies are different, there's different ways of doing things and so on. But we only had one company come out, that's all that we've had the opportunity to do. We did have another two no-shows. Those were fun. But those were smaller companies, but this was a big box store that we contacted and had somebody come out. Something I noticed was he came in. Now, first off, he was there for an hour and a half, which is probably another topic in its own. I think we've even had that topic, how long is too long. But he was there for an hour and a half. Now, if he was there for an hour and a half and he was educating me, I think I would have been okay with it. But it was a lot of chitter-chatter, and honestly, a lot of it was bashing his own company. When he first walked in, the first thing he said is, so, he says, the office told me to come here, but they didn't tell me what you wanted. And it's like, okay, you could have really worded that differently. And I'm like, oh, I want water treatment. And he just got this blank look on his face. And I'm like, I'm kidding. We're looking for a new furnace. He's like, oh, okay. And, laughed and stuff like that. But when he started doing the furnace assessment, one of the first questions we asked, we showed him our gas usage has doubled in the past year, from year to year, January to January, November to November, December to December. And we asked, do you think that the furnace can be fixed? Oh, well, I'd have to send service out to do that. Okay, and I guess it bothered me a little bit that he, even though he had said that he had been in the industry for 20-some years, he still didn't know whether or not it would be something simple to fix. He'd have to send service out for a $179 service call. And then, so he went through and he measured everything and he asked us a few questions and then he gave us the price. That was it. He didn't tell us, like, the features. I mean, he said that one was 80% efficient, the other was 95 or 96% efficiency. I don't know what that means. And I even asked him two or three times. And he says, well, basically what it means is it's going to take you about 15 years to make up the money that you're spending on the better efficiency one. I'm like, okay, but what makes it more efficient? So I guess that's kind of a little bit of the question, the topic that we have today. The only thing that he told me, the size, the footprint that it would take, and he told me about the price and just had this, the price differences or the efficiencies. He also took great care to explain to me when I said something about, well, we're definitely going to get three different people out here to give us quotes. He made sure to let me know that any of the smaller guys, which are usually going to be less expensive, the smaller guys, they really don't know what they're doing, is what he told me. He says they're not going to be able to get the right size equipment in here, meaning we only have so far before there's a pipe coming out of the floor. And they more than likely, they don't know what they're talking about. And I mean, it was constant bashing everybody else, everything else, but that's a different topic. So my question is, do you just go in and give the price, or do you go in and sell features and benefits and explain those features and benefits? Anybody?
Well, this is Eli. We have a standard demo, and of course, we focus on features and benefits because obviously, why would they be interested in buying our product if we couldn't distinguish ourselves or differentiate ourselves from maybe a plumber selling something off the road. So yes, that's very important.
Right, right.
So yeah, I learned a long time ago that if you have to bash the competition to sell your product, you must not have a very good product to begin with.
Right. If you have to bash your competition and or if you have to use scare tactics, those are the two things that you don't have enough confidence in your company and your equipment if that's what you have to do. Definitely. So what features... If somebody came in and said, or you went into a home, and which I know this happens all the time, you go into a home and you somebody says, well, what makes yours different from your competitor? What are the things that you bring up? And you don't have to give us specifics because I know we don't talk product specific, but What are some of the features that you bring up or benefits?
Well, I mean, with water softeners, it's either soft or it's not. So, you know, my product's not going to provide any softer water than theirs. But you've got to mention some of your proprietary technology. But what we really do is we hang our hat on service.
Love it.
With not only the equipment, it's got a, you know, a really good all-inclusive warranty. But we don't use subcontractors. You know, we've been in business for over 20 years, over 800 five-star reviews online, which doesn't mean that we've always done things right the first time. But if there's ever an issue, you know that we will stand behind what we say we're going to do. And if you ever have an issue, I have somebody on site within 24 to 48 hours. So not only will we provide you all of the benefits that you're going to get with soft water, but you're going to get them for a long time. And if there's ever an issue, we will be there with you.
See, I love that because there were so many competitors when I was in sales that used to say, oh, nothing's ever going to go wrong with this. And I used to tell them exactly that. I used to say, you know, look, these things are made by people. They're installed by people. They're made by people. I can't promise you that there will ever be nothing wrong with this. You know, what I can promise you is that if there is, we'll stand by it. We'll take care of it. And I got to tell you, if you work, you know, for me, I that would have been a deal breaker if I worked for a company that didn't allow me to make that kind of commitment. Now, you have to do it within the confines. You can't promise people, you know, the world, but you say them that, you know, you certainly should be able to promise that you're going to, you know, do everything possible to work towards a solution, that you're not going to ignore it. You're not going to just let the phone ring and not return the call. By the way, you guys, we're getting a little bit of background noise. If you guys could, just while you're not talking, just mute yourself, please. Just because I think I hear just a little bit of background noise there. It's coming in pretty loud on my side. I don't know about the rest of you, but so I love that though. Focusing and especially, and I think that you're exactly right as well. Is the you know, one of the things that differentiates us apart, because we have talked about this before. Every brochure out there, I don't care who the manufacturer is, in addition to having a little baby in a bathtub or a dog taking a bath or a happy lady or kid drinking a glass of water with a smile on their face, they all have the stock images, right? But they all also say, you know, the most efficient water softener, the best warranty. You know, I mean, they all make, you can go through the bullet points, and every water softener has the exact same bullet points on it. And so what is going to differentiate yourself? Number one is the education, what, you know, what Jen was talking about there, the education, but also the service. It's the intangibles, the things that go with that water softener that really make the difference. Jen, if I could, I just want to walk backwards through what you said. So you said that he came in and he said, you know, the office didn't tell me what you needed. And he did it in such a way that was a little insulting, it sounded like, to the office. How would you have preferred he approach that? Because that does happen sometimes, right, where somebody at the office didn't necessarily take the information. Or maybe, you know, the information wasn't – I mean, look, even if sometimes the office did put the information, but maybe, you know, maybe with all the cloud-based CRMs now, maybe you didn't have a cell phone signal or a Wi-Fi signal and you weren't able to go in and read the notes. I mean, which I think is a lesson for preparation before you go in to learn more about it than you know, before you show up at the house. But it does happen sometimes that you want the information. I mean, even at a doctor's office, you take the chart from the previous, you know, you take your previous medical record, your charts in, and show them to the doctor. The doctor is going to glance through and they may find that interesting, but they're still going to do their own diagnosis, hopefully, if they're any good. They're still going to do their own diagnosis. So how would you have preferred they ask that question when they came in?
Well, so here's the thing. In this particular situation, this guy is obviously in sales, but he's been in sales for a million years. And the fact that he came in immediately bad, and by the way, he also bashed it later on. He's like, oh, yeah, well, there's a lot of times that they give me the wrong address or they transpose numbers and I've gone into a house one time. And, so he continued to, but even just simply walking in and saying, you know, because he's in sales. Obviously, we're interested in something new. If they would have, he would have just walked in and said, okay, so tell me what brings me here, I think is one of the things, or what kind of issues are you having that you're looking for a new, new furnace? What are your concerns? And, you know, then it goes back to the, you know, Kelly, you talk about needs a lot, and but, you know, it goes back to the what did you like, what didn't you like about the equipment? There's a million questions he could have asked, but he didn't.
So I think you're kind of key right there. It's not necessary to throw – you can gather that information. You can throw – you know, figure out how to do that without throwing the office under the bus, not to mention the fact that if I'm a customer, those of you that are in sales, maybe think about this. If you are talking about how the office is giving you the wrong information, they send it out, sometimes they give you the wrong address, that's not instilling a lot of confidence in me that I want to do business with your company, because what if they get me confused? What if I'm a patient and they mix up which leg I'm supposed to get surgery on, you know what I mean? Or what if I'm a homeowner and they get me mixed up? I mean, basically what that salesperson was saying is that it's possible that I'm going to sell it and I'm going to make you all these promises and it's not going to get properly communicated within our large organization. Because that, I tell you what, if I were a small organization, I might suggest that would be in some ways an advantage, right? Oh, well, yes, they're really big. They have a lot of business, but that they do a lot of business. But number one, that means that they don't care as much whether it's not as important to them potentially that you are a customer because, you're just another customer. And if you don't buy from them, then, they move on to the next one. Whereas with us, we're a small business, a small company, and number one, it means that every customer is important to us, and so we try and wow every single customer we have to make sure that we get the referrals from that. Additionally, because we're a small company, we communicate better with each other. Everybody in the organization knows what's happening within the organization, so we communicate and we talk. That's really an advantage that my small company has over these larger companies, and we don't have the overhead that the larger companies have. So, I mean, you could, if you're a small company, you could certainly, state your own advantages. I like the way you're wording that, Jen. The other thing that you said, and he was there an hour and a half, and he didn't feel like he educated you. What would have made you... You know, Elaine was talking about how her team has a set demonstration, right? Elaine, you said you basically have a script,
script.
At least talking points, it's scripted talking points that you're going to make sure you cover all the information with every person that goes out there, right? Elaine, was that the way you guys do it?
Correct.
I mean, you require them to stay word for word, or do they have the ability to be?
At some point, we know it enough. Like, we just have a certain order that we want them to do the test, we want them to do the intro, we want them to do all those things. There's an order, and, that's how they're trained, and then they memorize how they do that.
Yeah.
I can tell you when I've rode with existing sales teams that is something that I have found quite often where we'll go into the home, they'll test the water, and then they'll say, okay, this is what I recommend. And there were a couple of times I remember the sales teams I was traveling with, they didn't even have a brochure. So the homeowner didn't even know what the equipment looked like. They're like, okay, is this 5 inches tall or is it 5 feet tall? And so, you know, even having pictures, I mean, like I said, the guy gave me two names and he gave me two prices and that was it. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. Not that the color matters because it's in a closet, but, you know, it was just, I would have liked to have known. What's a blower motor do? I don't know what's in a furnace. I would have liked to have been educated on other than just the price. So again, you know, I think that us in the water treatment industry, I think number one, it's really important to have literature of some sort that if it doesn't specify sizes, like how high, how wide, what is the footprint that it's going to take up, if we don't have that, I think that we should at least mention the footprint and the size of everything. We should be mentioning the features and benefits. Well, even if it's, hey, it's a digital head and it's going to go off after our digital valve, it's going to go based on usage, or if it's timered, you know, just, we need to make sure that we're sharing and educating them on how they work. I do a water softening 101, and even people that say, oh, yeah, I know how to work, then I'll do the water softening 101 and talk about the resin beads and the ion exchange. It's like maybe 1 minute long is the explanation. Yeah. Where they're done, they're like, oh, I didn't realize that's what it did. You know, it's just a matter of, yeah, I know that it cleans in the middle of the night. So,
Was Wes there when you had your appointment?
That was the funny part. He was there for the first half hour, 45 minutes, and then he said, hey, I'm leaving. And he went out in the shed. He was getting tight. He's like, you figure out what the pricing is. And he was hoping that was the cue for, okay, let's wrap this up, because there were a few times he's like, okay, you know, what's our bottom line? Okay, what, you know, and after a while he was just like, okay, hey, I'm going out in the shed. And he went to his man cave.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, thanks. You know.
So did the guy's demeanor or approach change when he left?
No. Mm-mm. No. Nope. He did make a comment. He says, yeah, he says, that's how my wife would be. You know, I let her make all the decisions. But at the same time, it's like, you should really take that as a hint. You know, at that point, I would wrap it up with, so do you have any questions? Or as he's leaving, you know, hey, do you have any questions that I can answer for you? But yeah, he stayed another, you know, 45 minutes.
So let me just add a couple things to this that I think is important that we, you know, when we're talking about features, first off, yeah, you need to understand what differentiates your equipment from the others out there. I think it was Scott that was talking about your, or Chris, one of you guys talking about your, you know, your proprietary features. I think that's important, right? You need to know what those features are. Also, you need to know what your competitor's features are. So even without ever having to mention the competitor's name, when you know, somebody says, oh, I had somebody else out to the house, and you say, oh, really, were there any particular features that you really liked? And they, if they list out a couple of those things that your competitor said, you know exactly who they came out without you even having to ask who came out. You know, there's certain proprietary features, proprietary features that people, you know, that some manufacturers have that will help you identify that, you know how to kind of sell against that, you know, how to talk about your equipment. The other thing that I need to mention here is it sounds like this guy was talking about price. Focus. You mentioned that he was focused a lot on price and price and price. Salespeople, even maybe even especially people that have been doing this a really long time, salespeople that have been out there in sales for a long time, they tend to think that everybody buys on price. And I just have to remind those of you on this call, and I know you guys probably know it because you're on this call, that if everybody, some people do buy in price. Price matters, that it, to some people, price matters. That's why there are, you know, Walmarts and Big Lots and discount stores, you know, the Dollar Tree, which is now like the $1.25 tree, I think. But the, you know, price does matter. It actually makes a difference for some people. But if people only bought on price, there would be no such thing as higher quality stores. There would be no Bosch, tools. There would be no, our appliances. There would be no Mercedes or BMWs or any of that stuff. If price mattered, you wouldn't have all these, you wouldn't have a $75,000 F-150, because which is the most popular truck sold in the U.S., maybe even the world. I don't know, but definitely, you wouldn't have those because everybody would be buying on price. Everybody would be driving around. Everybody would be wearing clothes from Walmart, and everybody would be driving around in a lower end, less expensive vehicle, right? That's if price was the only factor. Sure, price is nice. It's nice to have a price option or an economical option. But if that's how you're getting your sales, if that's the way you want to set your company, don't be surprised if people treat you like you're a low-priced company. If you want to sell on, you can't have the people buy on three things: price, quality, and service. You cannot have all three at the same time. It is impossible, business-wise. In business, it's impossible to have the best price, the best quality, and the best service. You simply can't do it. So one of them has to be sacrificed. And if you're the best priced company out there, you have the best price of everybody out there, then you're not going to, you can't do it economically. You also, you can't have the best quality, and you can't have the best service. You can maybe have the best service and the best price. You can maybe have the best quality and the best service. But if you do that, you're not going to have the best price. So you have to determine which of those things you're going to, if you have the best quality and the best price, your service is going to be lacking. You just can't afford it. There's no way to do all three. Does anybody disagree with that?
I agree.
Yeah. So
people buy on value.
Right, that's right. And value is not price. And there are a lot of people out there that think that they equate value with price. That is absolutely not the case. If they feel like they are getting more value than the money they're paying for it, it doesn't matter what the amount of money is. It's a give more than you take philosophy. It's if you are able to offer more than what you're asking, whether it be in price or quality. And how do you build that value? You don't build it by talking about, number one, price, and number two, the size, or a couple fancy efficiency terminologies that nobody – I mean, that would be – what you're describing, Jen, is just like us going in and saying, well, this softener that's $1,000 more is going to give you 600 grains per pound better efficiency than this one that's $1,000 less. Grains per gallon of efficiency per pound of salt. What?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Okay. So you have to be able to, otherwise, I mean, based on just a short thing that you repeated there, it takes me 15 years to pay for the other one and you can't really tell me any of the difference. I'm buying the cheaper one.
Exactly.
I mean, that sounds like we run into that all the time, but you're absolutely right. I don't think there's any difference between that type of sales and what we do. So anyway, I feel like I'm tangenting. It does bug me. It bugs me that salespeople give sales professionals a bad name. I think they hurt us and they hurt our industry. I do get a little passionate about that. Anybody else want to jump in there and tangent for a minute? Did I scare everybody away? So any final thoughts on that, Jen, last minute?
No, just other than make sure that you're sharing, you're explaining how your water softener or your reverse osmosis or your UV or your iron filter, explain how your equipment works and educate. I have, and so many times I have heard homeowners say, I went with your company because they educated, not because you were the least expensive. You mm-hmm. educated me. And I think that it, just educating them is so important.
Well, year after year after year, the consumer study that WQA puts out makes it clear that customers care more about somebody who's knowledgeable and educated than they do politeness. You can be a total jerk, but if you know your stuff, customers are going to forgive you. That's over and over and over. Every single time WQA comes out with that consumer study, that's always the case. So it is really important. So, all right. Everybody, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for joining. And we will talk to you next week, if not before. So be safe, everybody. Have a great week.
Take care.
Take care.